Hello, rap fans. It's Richard Herring here. Thank you for listening to my podcasts, powered by Acast Plus. Do tell your friends if you think they might enjoy them too. And do come and see me on tour in my show, Can I Have My Ball Back? Go to richardherring.com/ballback/tour for all tour dates, going to lots of places in the UK. Some extra gigs added in London at the Leicester Square Theatre and the Bloomsbury Theatre. The Leicester Square Theatre first gig is very nearly sold out, so do rush along to those shows, London, if you want to come along. Some of the shows selling fantastically well, some of them selling pretty badly. Hello, Swindon. Do you know I'm coming to your town? Please buy some tickets. And I do have to give a trigger warning. I've done the show only a few times and 6 men have passed out. After the bit where I explain what happens to you during an operation for testicular cancer. So, are you man enough to handle my balls? Only come if you are, have lots of balls and are not scared of balls. There is some mild testicle trauma involved in this story of testicular cancer. It's mainly funny, though, and if you don't come, that means you're scared to come and I'm going to judge you, so... It's like going on a fairground ride, so do come along. It's going to be very exciting to see if you make it through. I'll give you a badge if you make it through unscathed. Anyway, come and see the tour, richardherring.com for all that news. Some great Rahulastapas coming up, I have to tell you, in the next few weeks. The tour was a lot of fun. Thanks very much to everyone who came. Sit back, relax, and enjoy my stupid fucking podcast.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Leicester Square Theatre. What? Where? What? The Y Tabernacle in Macanilaleth. All right. Please welcome your host. It's Richard Herring. Thank you very much. Good job there. Love to see you. Welcome to Richard Herring's Leicester Square Theatre podcast, but at the Machanlech Comedy Festival, or as all the cool kids are calling it, Rahulastapa Badmakafa. Not too, but it's not going to catch on, is it? I don't think we're going to do many more from here, thank God. It's 6 hours from where I live. But we've come to Wales. Everyone's the audience are all eating seaweed. They're missing E's off the end of words. That's how they make Welsh words, tabernacle. It's got an E on the end. That's what you need to do. That's what you're liking it. You like eating seaweed, don't you? That's what you like. Stop eating seaweed, listen to me. It's lots of fun to be here. It's great. I've done a gig today. It's a big comedy festival here in Wales somewhere. Got no idea where I am. I've already done a gig in a tram shed today. That's what happens here. People came on a steam train to see me do some gigs at 10:30 a.m. in a tram shed. I'd say it's the best gig I've ever done at 10:30 a.m. in a tram shed, I have to say. But it's like a little steam train. It's like got room for 30. And it's like for kids, really, I think. I took the trip back on it and it hit something on the track. It was going about 3 miles an hour. Have you been on this train? And it was a big bump. I think it was like a stone or something on the track. But I thought this would probably be the most embarrassing way to die ever. 30 people killed in a train. I think the news would actually be embarrassed to report it. That's a bit sad. So anyway, that was good. This is very exciting because you are listening to a podcast that has been nominated for a Sony Award. That is very exciting for best. And we're in that exciting period before the awards are announced.
but while we can still pretend we might possibly win. Well, so it's a very exciting time. It costs money to enter the Sony Awards, so it's already cost me £200 to enter. And then we get to go to the big dinner and award ceremony that costs £260 per person. So I'm taking my producer and my wife. It's cost me about £1,000 to go, so if I don't win, I'm going to be fucking disappointed. Excuse me, there's some kids in. There's a kid filming me here. Hello. It's the son of Chris Evans, not that one. Or the one from Avengers. It's Chris. It's the Welsh. He loves seaweed. Chris Evans, who's from Go Faster Strike. We're filming this one. We are going to be filming the whole series of the Leicester Square Theatre podcast, and you'll be able to download them all for money. But the audio's still going to be free, so, you know. I've got to do lots of visual things. I'm going to get my cock. No, I better not get my cock out. I'm being filmed by like a 10-year-old, 12-year-old boy. I might get into trouble. Operation, that's how it happened for Stuart. That's how it began with Stuart Hall. That is, he just said it. That's how it began. Just a bit of fun. Then you're in trouble. It's all right. They wait like 40 or 50 years before they arrest you. So it's fine. I'll be dead by the time I'm 82. What else have I got to tell you? Not a lot. I think we might. I'm on the Talking Cock tour at the moment. If you haven't come to see it, you can see it tonight at the MacFest. Or there's about 18 more gigs to go around the country. Do come and see it. But nothing's happened to me of any interest in the last 3 or 4 months. The main thing I've been doing is, if you follow me on Twitter, I provide a new service on Twitter in which I retweet any of the tweets that Lord Alan Sugar does about football. So it's for people who have got no access to the football scores on the internet and who don't follow Lord Alan Sugar. If you're that's the sir. I will retweet. It's been a lot of fun. I've been enjoying it. So do follow me if you want to find out what Lord Alan Sugar... It's slightly slower than just, you know, going to a website or watching on TV. But that's what I've mainly been up to. So anyway, we're going to get crack straight on and introduce my guest because we've only got an hour today because there's some other... twats coming in here afterwards to do a non-Sony Award nominated podcast. And here they are. Will you please welcome, it's Pappy's, ladies and gentlemen, my guests are Pappy's.
Hello.
And I've moved over microphones, Ben.
Yay.
That wasn't a problem. Hello, how are you doing? Nice to see you.
Nice to be here.
Thank you. Well, I'll introduce you all. I never know which one's which. There's the hairy Pappy, the bald Pappy, and the big, Matt smiling Pappy.
You can't tell which one is which.
I can't tell which
one. Well, he's clearly the big smiling Pappy. He's the one, I'm the hairy one. Yeah.
I don't know any of your names. So, Matthew Crosby, you're probably best known, Matthew Crosby, for appearing in... you are the only one of Pappy's with your own individual Wikipedia page.
Yeah, that's because I know how to make Wikipedia pages.
You're probably best known to the viewing public for your appearance in episode 1, series 1 of Robert's Web.
Wow. That's a deep cut, yeah.
How was there any good memories of appearing in that?
lots of good memories. I had the flu.
Oh, really?
So that was the highlight.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've actually written two of Robert Webb's movie mistakes, haven't we?
Yeah. If you watch those movie mistakes where it's just, look, the glass is full up to here, now it's down to here, and back up to here. What is it? A magic glass? Yeah, we wrote that. That's it. You're welcome.
That was the job. That
you're welcome.
And we got sacked for not being good enough.
Unbelievable! We got sacked. We did series 2 and 3, and they wouldn't bring us back for series 4.
A shadow of a cameraman? Clumsy. should have thought of a joke instead of just said clumsy.
And Tom, you're the more bald member of the.
The more bald. Yeah, I never used to be the bald member. I was kind of the fat member. Now I'm the fat bald member.
You are probably best known for playing Charity Worker 1 in Phone Shop.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. You've forgotten.
Have you played other charity workers?
No.
What? Were you just the charity worker?
There was presumably 2 charity workers and you were the better one of the 2.
I was the louder, bolder one. Yeah. Shouted louder. But what I thought you were going to say was I did... Because the thing that most people text me about,
yeah,
is I did like half a day filming with Felicity Kendall for Comic Relief.
All right.
And it's a thing that's only shown in the back of taxis. So people...
Welcome to show business.
Yeah. And so it's not even like, it's not on telly or anything. And people go like, oh, saw you in the cab with Felicity Kendall.
Clarkie's done an advert that's only shown in urinal cakes. It's where people see.
Ben Clark, you are the smiley one.
Hello.
For people at home, because they won't know what your names are. You aren't looking at it. If you're watching the video, you'll know. Look, there he is, he's smiling. You are best known as the farmer in Nuzzle and Scratch. Rock and Roll.
Yeah.
How are Nuzzle and Scratch to work with?
They were incredible.
Were they?
Yeah, very sweet.
Were you was that you actually appearing as a farmer, or were you the voice of a farmer?
No, that was me being a farmer.
I haven't seen it.
You went method on it, didn't you? You're like Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah, I did go method on it, and then it was we filmed on the Friday, and then again on the Monday, and over the weekend I shaved my beard off. And they weren't happy. So if you ever have the privilege of watching it, watch the ever-changing facial hair.
We'll look at it.
It's actually, we actually wrote jokes about it on Movie Mistakes as well. Incredible.
What's this guy got? A magic beard? Fired.
Do you deliberately put in, if you're ever appearing on TV, you think, hey, if let's make some continuity errors, we can make some extra money by writing about
the Black Ash.
Yeah. It's like you've been framed. It's sort of like, you know, you can just make up a £250.
Well, we are the victim of not so much a continuity blooper, as Parry at the moment, you can see this if you're here. It's got a horrible
zoom in on that young Chris Evans, on his
head.
It's like a bubo.
Listen to that, listeners.
And that was a genuine continuity error in that we were shooting a TV show, and the first half of the day was all fine. We shot a load of pre-records, and then just before the studio, well, do you want to say what you did?
I had to rugby tackle Ben through a fake door, like a polystyrene door, and. They hired like a stunt coordinator, and I was like, it's not really a stunt. I think I can do this. And then I missed...
Yeah, that's right, get cocky with the stunt coordinator.
Yeah. Yeah,
cool.
And then I missed the door and just hit the door frame and opened up the top of my head. Ooh.
So they had to like make a plaster that looks kind of like stubble,
yeah,
and sort of stick it on his head. And then for all the other shots we had to do later in the day, yeah, Tom had to sort of... Just sort of do that. Tilt his face upwards and shoot from below.
Could you have worn that plaster tonight? Because I've got to look at you and it's a bit disgusting.
Yeah, in fact, it's a podcast. I didn't buy it. I should have.
Yeah, it's going to look.
Yeah, there's still people.
There's a child filming you.
The other thing as well is that our friend at the rap party, our friend Carrie Ad Lloyd was there doing sort of. Have you ever seen Carrie Ad Lloyd dance? She does very sexy dancing. That's like. Her thing when she's had a couple of drinks. And so she gave Tom a lap dance, and he was sat there having this lap dance with a plaster on his head, and I think it opened the wound up because just sort of blood started coming.
She's very good. She's very good
at lap dancing.
She really
got it pumping.
That means she's probably quite bad at lap dancing, because it means all your blood was going to your head rather than trying to escape from your penis.
His feet started to swell.
He got deep vein thrombosis, didn't he? Yeah.
Here's an interesting fact about Pappies.
Oh, yeah.
Two of you have the same names as professional footballers, but one of you doesn't.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, this is good.
Do you know which one of you doesn't?
I think I do.
You do,
I think,
yeah.
And my name rhymes with Gareth Barry.
Yeah, it's not. It's easier than that. It's Tom Parry.
Oh, really?
You should have got that from the words "the same name."
But there's no, as far as I know, no Matthew Crosby professional footballer.
Not yet. Kickity kick kick kick.
Oh no.
So there's Wikipedia pages for those two guys. But
who does Tom Parry play for? Is he any good?
I didn't bother looking him up. I'm not, my research doesn't go that deep.
I imagine him in the engine room. Puts in a real shift.
You know what football is like.
You didn't go down with the Titanic. Relegated with the Titanic.
So, and what I also like about Wikipedia, because I do most of my research on Wikipedia, which is useless for you guys, because there's not very much on there. But if you type Pappies into Wikipedia, it says, even though there is an entry for Pappies, it says, did you mean peeps? So it's like the Wikipedia's going, no, you couldn't be looking up Pappies. I mean, there is an entry for it. You must be looking up Samuel Pepys.
I mean, Samuel Pepys, not Stavros's catchphrase.
Peeps,
thanks. two dudes who remember that. Yes. Well, I mean, in all fairness, I think Samuel Pepys probably slightly better known than us, right?
Yeah, but who's right? Who writes Pepys? P-A-P-P-Y-S. That kind of view.
Hello.
Is that what you're trying to call yourself? Pepys' Fun Club. That's, kind of, that's what we were originally. We thought it would do based on a diary entry from the 1600s. No? Okay. looks like this is there's a question I usually ask all my guests. But I'm going to slightly adapt. I've got bored of asking the same question.
Okay. Yeah, go on.
I'm going to slightly adapt it for you. Have you ever tried to suck each other's cocks?
Yeah, I...
Matthew knew you were going to ask that question.
I said one thing is guaranteed. He won't ask, have you ever tried to suck your own? He'll ask, have you tried to suck each other's?
Yeah. And what I like about the question, before you answer it, is tried. Like...
We just couldn't figure it out.
No, have well, you ever sucked each other's cocks? Well, have you tried to
all at the same time?
And what
though, so
when you tried.
We nearly did.
What? Whoa!
We once had a sketch where we pretended you could hear through. It was people who thought you could hear through mouths, so it was called like mouth talkers. So you talk directly into each other's mouths. And we were drunk at the Latitude Festival one year, and we decided to do the set, but entirely naked. And then right at the last minute, we decided that rather than talk into each other's mouths, it'd be funny if they thought you could hear through your penis. So we...
You didn't expect the answer to be yes, did you, Richard?
Extremely ill-advised.
Who came up with this idea? Because it sounds to me like whoever thought, hey, I've got an idea for a sketch. Well, why don't we all just try and wank each other off?
Just for a joke. Just for a joke, right, guys?
I think it might have been my idea, yeah. But then I wasn't in the sketch.
Yeah, so that's very true, yeah.
That might have been the actual...
Yeah.
But I think, yeah...
We have tried to talk into each other's cocks.
Yeah, I was close enough.
It's not bad, is it?
I was talking
that's your
about...
show, isn't it?
Talking cock, yeah.
I was talking about this earlier on because Tom did life modelling earlier on today. If you missed it, you missed out. But if you're here at the festival, there are the pictures that people have drawn of Tom nude. And I pretty much stood by those pictures for an hour just laughing. People kept coming back and going, you're still here, what are you still doing? And I said, because I've seen Tom's penis a lot, and I remember, do you remember? But I wanted to, you know, I wanted to see it.
Refamiliarise
myself. The worst time I ever saw Tom's todge was just after... This is a good one. Just after...
This young boy filming it.
We've all got him.
He has got him.
Well, women don't.
What?
But just after Barack Obama was elected, there was a... Do you remember this?
Yes, we can, guys.
The middle pages of the Guardian was like a big picture of Barack Obama. We were doing a rehearsal, and the sketch wasn't going very well. Tom left the room and came back in. He'd taken off all his clothes. He'd cut a little hole where Barack's mouth is. He popped his todge through it, and he came in shouting, "Yes, we can!"
Oh, I've forgotten about that.
End of rehearsal.
It was the little hole that I enjoyed most. A very little, tiny hole.
The tiniest of holes.
In fact, he could just use the mark left by the staple in the middle of this.
It could double up as a pinhole camera afterwards. Yeah.
Right, and also, I think this is something we may have touched upon in the old Collins and Herring podcast, which you got disgusted in on one occasion, which was if you were ever doing like a human centipede of bumming, like a bumming.
What do you mean? When?
In which order do we? I have an idea who would be, I think, if you were doing it, the math. Now that it's down to the three of you, if it was the four of you, I have a different answer. But down to the three of you, Matthew Crosby would be the front of the bumming caterpillar.
Right.
I think. The
love train.
I think Ben would be in the middle. I think Tom would be
just
at the
height
end.
Order. Height order, yeah. Yeah. That's more practical than anything. So we could see where we were bumming. I imagine we're gonna.
So we can go. We can like bump to the shop.
No. I'm telling you, Comic Relief 2015. John O'Groats to Land's End. We bum the
Let's
country.
Let's do it.
Bum it all over the world.
I think that's
To the stonk. We'll do the stonk. Do you remember the stonk?
We love. Yeah, I think it's a natural progression from Hale and Pace. It's the stonk. Three guys bum each other from.
It's bonk.
Yeah, it's good. I like that.
On their hands, Johnny Groats.
I like that's an idea. The only thing is, you've got to give me the reach around. Oh. When we get there, otherwise I'm not donating any money. Or anything else for that matter.
Good. So that's you agree with my order. That is good.
Yeah, that's all right actually.
What the fuck is Animal Antics all about? That is what.
Good question, Richard. Finally, someone's asked it.
I was away.
We can't ask that because we
work with him. I was away on holiday, and then I came back, and it was like a new world order. I had no idea this sound. I've been away for 2 weeks. I came back, turned on the TV, and Tim Brooke Taylor's on it as himself.
Yeah.
And you're on it, and it's Matthew Crosby dressed as a dog.
Yeah.
Just doing like reading. Doing little clips from reading
commissioned.
That was the meeting. No, it was. Yeah, we. Well, here's the thing. I took the casting. Yeah. A, because I wanted to meet Tim Brooke Taylor because you get to do the casting with Tim Brooke Taylor, improvise with him. And B, because my dream has always been to be a news reading dog on the TV on a show called Animal Antics. No, I don't know. I'm actually sort of weirdly quite proud of it. I've bought myself a hat with floppy, you know, like one of those hats with the floppy things that I wear on the train and sort of look at people as if to go, recognise this? If we cut immediately to a cat jumping into a box, you know exactly who you were looking at. Don't realise how lucky you are.
I thought you were going to say that I bought myself a hat with the money I made. It was all worth it. I bought myself a hat.
I've done pretty well.
I got a hat, so it was quite embarrassing being dressed as a dog for 6 weeks. But hey, check out
the hat.
Like some people say, I did an advert and I built a tennis court with the advert money. I got a hat.
Yeah, it speaks for itself, really, doesn't it?
It's very good.
We're only in this business for the hat.
You don't think that's going to come back to haunt you? You being dressed as a dog when you're a serious actor, comedian in the future.
I don't know, like, no. Maybe. I don't really. The thing about me is, I don't really think. Got to bear that in mind. I just, if someone says, do you want to do this? I sort of go, yeah, all right. So, like, most. I think we've all got that approach to kind of any acting jobs, really. Yeah. If someone's willing to book us, you know, we'll do it.
Do anything. It's quite funny being in a sketch group with other people who go off and do other jobs because you want them to enjoy the other jobs and you want the other jobs to be not terrible so that it reflects badly on the sketch group, but you don't want it to be too successful either because you'll have to pretend to be happy for them and it might jeopardise the group. So Animal Antics is perfect because it's not... You know, you can be like, I'm really glad you enjoyed doing that, Matthew, and great work, but you know it's not going to be a problem.
If in the next series they come back and say, you know, we want a kangaroo and, you know, an ocelot of some kind.
Oh, yeah, the next series, yes.
is there another series in the pipeline?
Well, fingers crossed, because that hat's wearing a little thin.
Can dogs cross their fingers? Come on! He's a dog.
Yeah.
Can dogs cross their fingers?
No,
they don't really.
I don't know what you were expecting, a round of applause.
Oh, that was pretty...
This is the reason you've never been booked on QI. Right, can they? Hey, come on! Right? Fair enough.
And how was Tim Brooke Taylor in real life? Is he a nice man?
Yeah, he's a lovely man, but he's got great libelous stories, which...
I'll turn your phone off, God's sake.
That's actually Tim Brooke Taylor's lawyer calling me right now. Leave it on the stories. He told you those in confidence. He had a glass of wine. Now, he's got brilliant stories about, like visiting places that you shouldn't visit with people who are extremely famous.
Okay. Brothel Louis Spence.
If we're playing the game Mastermind, you have one of those correct.
Okay.
We'll stick with that.
Well, let's not go too far into it. I'm sure Operation Yew Tree will fill in the rest of the details. They've got to be getting onto the goodies soon, right?
Oh, no, not the goodies. Yeah, correct response. Shame on you, Mr. Herring.
It's like every day in Talking Cock, I have a reference where I say, that's what I told someone, you know, I do a joke about, telling kids something sexual and go, you aren't getting in any kind of trouble. That's what I told whoever. To begin with, it was, you know, whoever the first one was, I can't even remember now. But I've been able to change it pretty much every day.
Every day.
Max Clifford. Ken Barlow's my own personal favourite just because it's not even a real person.
Yeah, the fact that they often call him Ken, but like a character, it got so bad that not just real people, fictitious people. It's a dark time.
Oh, well. And we'll get on to your proper, the good stuff you've done.
Yeah,
eventually.
Not before we discuss Yew Tree. Let's do that first. Just to set the right flavour.
I'll talk, because there isn't much to talk about you two, because you haven't really done anything.
No, we don't.
You know, you don't dress up.
Ben did a advert with Hugh Jackman.
Wow.
Yeah. Wolverine. And it was just him and Hugh Jackman for like 3 days.
I had to cycle around after him while he was jogging and annoy him on the streets of Budapest.
Right.
Just kind of shouting stuff
out. Are you sure it was an advert? That's what you told him. We're doing an advert. The cameras are hidden, don't worry. Just keep on reacting.
Someone gave me a hat. I thought, what?
But that was quite a nervy time, because Hugh Jackman's agent thought Ben was brilliant. And there was a lot of talk of, this is incredible, we're going to take you to LA, going to introduce you to people, but thankfully that went away. So, whew! Ben's not going to Hollywood yet. So, I was chuffed.
I wouldn't be able to stop calling him Huge Ackman. That's what I would want to call him, then that would annoy you. Call him Huge.
But Huge is fine, but what does the word Ackman mean? Like, if his name was
Huge Ackman.
Huge actor man.
Yeah. Huge actor man.
Or huge acumen. That's quite a compliment. You've got huge acumen.
Yeah, I didn't know either of those things. Yeah. Or if he's got an axe.
Huge axe.
Huge axe man.
That's good, yeah.
Yeah?
I'm a bit tired because my brain just keeps saying the words huge apple over and over again, and that's not nowhere close to a pun.
So someone was telling me on the train today, that I was on a little train that nearly crashed, they watched you last night, and that half, it was in here, I think. Were you in here?
Yeah, it was here.
And because you were changing backstage, half the audience could see people changing backstage.
Yeah.
And one of you had a double-ended dildo stuffing down your pants that half the audience could see.
Yeah, that's not part of the show. Is it not? I need to G myself up for the final 15 minutes. Come on, get through this, Barry.
Just a bit of pre-gig, isn't it? A bit of pre-gig. There was a bit where Tom has to sort of wave it at a gentleman. It's quite a highbrow show if you fancy seeing it. But Tom has to wave it at a gentleman. And he did a proper runner through the pews, didn't he? He sort of shot off.
Funny story about that double-ended dildo.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Is that Ben Walker, who produces this podcast...
There he is.
He also produces one of our podcasts. And we just had a meeting.
It's weird.
We just had a meeting about one of our podcasts, and we were walking to the tube. And as we were walking, I said to Ben Walker, look, sorry, I've got to just talk to Clarkie about the show. I said, listen, I've been thinking about that bit in the show. I think what it really needs, like, to really make it funny, is a double-ended dildo. But it means we're going to have to buy one. And Ben Walker just went, I've got one. And we were like, what? And he was like, yeah, I've got one at home. I've been trying to sell it on eBay. You can have it if you want to. And we were like, really? And he was like, yeah, I bought it for a... It was going to be for a sketch that I was going to do, but we never got around to doing it. And I've just had it at home for a few years. So Ben Walker gave us that massive...
Did you disinfect it thoroughly before you...
Such a grim thing to do, to buy a dildo on eBay. Second-hand sex toys.
One careful female owner.
Oi.
Right, I've got to feel a dip, so I've got to ask you an emergency question. Actually, interesting, one of the emergency questions...
Wait, hang on a second. You felt that dip? That was great. That was gold.
I felt it was a dip.
Oh, right. Is it because you weren't talking for a bit?
I just have to pretend it's just an excuse. I've got to remember to do this because we haven't got that much time.
Yes.
So let's get the important one out of the way, first of all. And I'll ask you this each in turn.
Oh, dear.
But I might not ask the same question all the way through each time. If you had to choose between having a ham hand and an armpit that dispensed sun cream, but the hand, if you eat the hand, it will grow back slowly. Right. If you eat your finger, it might grow back in a day. If you eat the whole hand, it might take a month to grow back. But it'll be quite a nice chunk of ham. Yeah. A hand. However big your hand is, that's how much ham. Imagine
a hand hock.
Hand hock. No. And the sun cream would be of any factor that you wished. But you can only have one of the two.
Can you choose when it dispenses?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Oh. Otherwise, it'd be useless. What would be the point? You might just be having a meeting with someone and suddenly sun cream shoots out. You have to say, sorry, that's my...
Carrie Adloyd's giving me a lap dance. Oh, no. Factor 40!
So you can only have one of those two things.
Does the ham
do you ask any questions you need to answer?
Thank you. I'm halfway through it, mate.
Don't just jump in with an answer because it's, you know, you have to, you're stuck with that.
Is the ham hand, does it look like and function like a normal
hand? It does, yeah. Though David Mitchell did discuss whether it would, you know, slightly, if you touch things, would it leave a slight hammy film on
it? Will it get that rainbow effect you get, right?
It would be ham, you know, so it would be everything that ham does. It would do.
Does it have fingernails?
We're not a million.
That's a big part of it, I reckon. Yeah. If it's got fingernails that are made of fingernails, then that's pretty grimbo.
Pork scratchings.
Hang on a second, that's a done deal. Pork scratching fingernails.
I think pork scratchings is too attractive. I think, you know, like when you get ham, especially in the old days, you got ham, there'd be a bit of bone in it sometimes.
A bit of gristle, yeah.
Yeah, but that's a bit of bone. There'd be like little bits of bone that you'd have to eat around. So that's maybe a bad thing. Maybe one of them would. One of them's a pork scratching, and the other four.
Well, Tom, you're a vegetarian, so presumably this is the loophole you've been looking for.
We're not a million miles away from having a ham hand anyway, right?
But the cannibal, I'm off. Yeah,
no, listen. the cannibal name for humans is long pigs, right? Because it tastes like pork.
That's what she said.
So...
Sorry, that sounded like a that's what she said joke, and it was actually she said the long pigs song. Did a long pigs joke. So anyone who laughed it initially... Unlaughed.
Oh my god.
No one laughed at that initially, mate.
What's it? Like, we're close to having a ham hand.
Yeah, we are close, but it isn't there yet. I mean, certainly if you ate it.
Is there sensation?
We're not there yet.
Hand.
Hopefully, science one day will make this. So, hopefully, one day we'll be able to have a ham hand and an armpit that is unsunk.
I don't want either of those things. You have to
have one of them.
That's a good question, though, Clarky. Is there sensation in the hand?
Yes.
The sensation in the hand.
It hurts as you're eating it.
So that's what that's the hand we've got.
You've just got a hand.
Your hand is pretty much ham already. It's the same question.
Stop putting this apart. This is a Sony nominated podcast.
This is what
this
got
has
the,
been
Sony
to the Sony committee. No, the Sony committee's gone. Hold on, we already have a ham hand.
Well, maybe they should think about these things a little bit more, because I think Parry's right.
It would have sensation when you're using it as a hand, but the minute you wanted to eat it as some ham, it would
stop having sensation.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win. And also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
How many times you ask this question? And it's collapsing.
It isn't. It's getting better. It's getting stronger.
Yeah, good counter arguments. No, it isn't. It's actually getting better.
It's inflating.
That's what I did halfway through my stand-up show today. You may think it's not going well. It's actually going really well. So carry on with your silence.
I'd go for the sun cream then, because we've already got a ham hand. Right?
Yeah, I go with the sun cream anyway because there's no advantage to having a ham whatsoever.
Get your ham every
your hand
again.
Is going to slowly go off.
It's alive, it'll be fine.
It's going to be slight, it's going to be gross. No one wants a ham hand.
I actually am going to go for the ham hand. The more I thought about it, the more I thought, why the hell not? I've always thought that bit of the hand looks very delicious.
Yeah.
Like the little, the ball of the palm of the hand next to the thumb looks like you could tear off from the thumb.
Like a chicken.
Like a chicken drumstick. I've always thought, oh, that would be, if I was in a sort of 127 hours situation.
Or if you're on
the
a rowing boat.
If I was on a rowing boat, I'd eat my own hands.
After a shipwreck, sorry. Yeah, after a lifeboat.
A lifeboat.
Not a rowing boat.
Which Jerome K. Jerome book did you read?
And Oxford in the lead, Cambridge behind, Cambridge coming through, hang on, someone's at their own hand. End of boat race.
So if I was on, if I was after the women and children first, then I'd eat that bit of my hand. There's a good chance when I'm older I'll just do it anyway. Do we really need opposable thumbs?
That's a different question.
The second question is being asked.
I'll add that to my emergency questions. And I'll ask that. I'll ask Chris Addison. That's a guarantee.
Please do ask Chris Addison.
Remind
if you
me to ask Chris
opposable
Addison
thumbs.
If we need opposable thumbs.
There you go.
Oh, thank you.
It's all right.
I'll just write in the book now. I'm writing under the question, the emergency question, does your wife's wee smell of asparagus?
What kind of emergency do you need to be in?
Can I just thank you, Tom, for putting the microphone up your nostril before you made that snort?
Truly all long pigs.
That's an interesting question, though, Matthew. You are engaged to be married?
I am.
Do you know if your fiance's wee smells of asparagus when she's eaten some asparagus? Not all the time.
I do not know that answer because we still have a... Oh, let's pop the telly on. I'm going to the loo. You know, that sort of that situation where I don't like any noise to transfer through the door.
No, but does it sound like it's got asparagus? That's not the question. Does it sound like it might smell of asparagus when it hits?
No, but basically, I don't like to go to the loo if my girlfriend's in the house and I, you know, if she goes,
that must be.
I urinate out the window.
What if you're desperate in the toilet? She's just been in the toilet. But she's also eaten some asparagus that day.
I go to Julian's next door. I go to Julian's next door and ask if I can use her loo. No, I don't. I don't know if that's the case.
Okay.
Have you ever eaten asparagus?
Yes, I have. That's not a very good question.
What isn't it?
That's why I'm here asking the question.
Hang on.
No, actually,
you say
it's not a good question. It's actually a brilliant question.
So write it.
Yeah, write it. Have you ever eaten asparagus? Can we run your podcast into the ground with increasingly shittier questions?
It's a good question. That's a good emergency.
Have you ever eaten asparagus? we've got loads of it.
Not many people have.
We've got a
show of hands if you've never eaten an asparagus.
Never.
Look at this.
Three Welshmen. They just eat seaweed all the time.
This is 2013.
It's like super seaweed. Grows on the land. It's amazing. Have you ever eaten asparagus? Good. One of the emergency questions, actually from the Edinburgh show rather than the Leicester Square Theatre show, it comes from a question I asked, a conversation we had early on in Edinburgh, which was, have you ever, what would it take for you to fillet the actor Keith Allen?
Oh, yeah. That was when I saw Keith Allen at the Phoenix, and he came down the stairs, as Keith Allen does, doing a sort of swagger, and he went, who wants to suck my cock? And then realised he didn't know anyone in the Phoenix. That's quietly sit down in a chair on his own.
That's where it came from. And in fact, my Irara Rasputin, I think it's been cut out in this edit, but I had a Rasputin entering a bar. Who wants to suck my cock? Yeah. But it's been cut out for the moment. But, all right, and one more, well, maybe one more for the moment. Have you ever seen a ghost? It's an emergency question. No, Ben hasn't.
I thought I had.
Yeah.
I do think I have, but...
You know, I think everyone who's seen a ghost thought they'd seen a ghost.
But I don't believe in
that
ghosts.
That is something they all have in common.
I also once saw, when I was six, one of my most vivid memories was seeing a sea creature, like a lobster.
No, hang on a sec, hold tight. Lobster isn't a sea creature, it's just a normal crustacean.
Dig itself up, a flower bed in my back garden. And I ran into the house and I was like, Mom! And then I went out and it wasn't there. So maybe that was the ghost of a lobster.
A ghost lobster.
lobster.
It's like they were filming the carry, the lobster carry.
It just came up out of the ground.
Even
to this day, if I think about it, then I can really imagine.
Like, yeah, that's what the imagination is, Tom. If you think about a thing. Oh, to this day, if I remember it, it's all in my brain and it's there.
It's right there.
I remember going out into my garden as about 8 years old and seeing Jupiter in the sky, but like bigger than the moon.
No.
Yeah, but that clearly didn't happen. It was like massive. It was like a massive planet in the sky.
Could it have just been like you'd seen like was there an apple tree in your back garden, and you sort of looked, seen an apple,
yeah,
hanging off a branch and gone, oh, that's Jupiter.
No, because that wouldn't have been big enough, even for.
But in perspective, would it not?
Well, not unless the apple was like right in my eye.
Yeah, you're so close. You're so close. You're like an inch away.
Yeah.
And you went, oh,
well, there's an apple tree that I, as an 8-year-old, it grew at the level of my eyes. Yeah, as an 8-year-old,
a tiny.
I looked up and thought an apple was Jupiter.
That would have to be a huge apple, man.
Hey. That's a good pun on Hugh Jackman's name.
He's done it.
Has any of your siblings ever seen a ghost?
Really?
It's a very organic podcast, this, that the questions come up from different podcasts.
Have
and
any?
That one. Because none of you seem to have seen a ghost, possibly Tom. All right, I'll move on. If anyone has, this will be a brilliant question. If they haven't, this isn't that great a question. It makes me laugh every time, and that's what the listeners at home enjoy. It's just hearing me laughing before I ask this question. Have you ever seen a Bigfoot? If you've seen one, this is going to lead to some brilliant. Especially if you've never thought to reveal. I'd forgotten I did see.
Now that I think
I've
about
never
it,
brought it up. Any?
No,
no. Closest. The lobster's about the closest.
Yeah, it wasn't hairy though.
Okay.
That's why it stood out in the back garden.
Because it wasn't a hairy lobster.
It had a shell.
Yeah, that's a lobster. You're just describing a lobster.
Yeah, well, I rest my case. There was a fucking lobster there.
They shouldn't be in the garden. No.
So look, you lost one member of Pappy's Fun Club.
Yes.
Brendan.
Yes.
Yeah, my favourite one. But if like the TV people came back to you and sat down and said, we really love what you're doing, but we think there's one too many of you still.
Yeah.
Which one of you would be the next to get just cast off and chucked out, told to fuck off because you're not good enough?
It's really weird to have this conversation
in
public.
If you all give it your own individual answer, then we'll just know. So if Matthew, who would you chuck out if you had to chuck out one person?
Can I throw myself on my own sword?
No, it has to be. It has to be one of the other two.
Oh, what you've done is a sort of sketch comedy Sophie's Choice series.
I'd throw out Matthew because I know LA is interested in Ben.
Yeah.
So he'd be my ticket to Hollywood.
Oh, so you'd dick me over and go and live with Ben in the States?
In Hollywood.
That's a really dumb decision.
Yeah,
because Hollywood are interested in Ben
yeah,
you should stick with Matthew. Because
get rid of him.
Matthew's gone and then he's gone to Hollywood and you're just a bloke on your own with it.
Stick with your answer, Tom.
It's me and you, dude. It's me and you all.
You can't change your answer. You've made a bad answer. That's the first person to reveal.
Yeah,
which now may influence the other two people's choices as well. Matthew, do you have?
Well, that was going to be my. That was if I couldn't get rid of myself, I would have said, "Well, Clark, he's got a future."
Clark's done the least.
Yeah,
done the
with
least.
Me. Yeah,
I've done an advert with Hugh Jackman. Yeah. You've been on Animal Antics, man.
He's kept his CV pure.
There's
going to be no embarrassing dressing as a dog antics for Clark.
I did a German tire advert.
Yeah, no one's seen that. Despite me putting it on Facebook all the time. Full of the tires, the man jizzes himself. It's good, it's funny.
So you're going to get rid of Clarky?
I'll get rid of Clarky, yeah.
Clarky?
In that case,
I'll get rid of both of them. Let's go to LA.
Yeah, go to LA. Go, it's me. Hey, Hugh, I'm here. When can I be in the Wolverine film? If you had to add a member to Pappy's, who would you add in back?
Are you asking to be in?
Now you're on telly. Can I come? Can I be in the show?
We filmed the show already. It's happened.
Can you film a bit with me in it? That you just edit in.
What would you be doing?
Yeah. What would you like? I tell you what. If we do get a second series, then yes, we'll put you in a role. But let's make it
shit milkman. What about that? You're like a really shit milkman.
Yeah, that'd be good.
And like, you come to the door and we're like, have you got the milk? And you're like, no. That's it, every episode.
Every episode begins.
That guy is shit.
That guy is a shitty milkman.
He's got one job.
How many hats will I be paid for this role?
We will pay you in 1.5 hats.
I'm in. So we'll talk about Bad Odds now we're on to it, which is your new TV show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Script edited by Andrew Collings.
Yes.
Yeah.
Some of the... Why did you choose Andrew Collins to script edit? Right, yeah,
because you weren't available. Is that the answer you're looking for? No, because he's good. He's really good. He's very good.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
He knows what he's doing. He makes good choices.
Yeah. Are you now drinking my water? so affronted. Old. He said that Andrew Collins is good. No, he was. He was somebody. He was familiar with our live stuff, and he likes us. So that's a good start.
Yeah, he's very good.
But also, he's so cool.
He is.
Like, he did all that music stuff.
I did the exact same thing.
I'm so cool too, though.
Mine's leaking even before I've opened it. So if you were watching this at home on the video, that would be really funny, but you're just listening to an audio and you don't know what happened. Did you catch that, Evans Jr.? Did you catch all the water? Oh, you're useless.
All the podcast listeners are going to hear.
Sack this little kid. Sack him. Why is there a child filming this? What? Did you have any children filming on Bad Odds? Was there? Or do they have grown-up cameramen?
Grown-up cameramen.
They had grown-up cameramen, yeah.
Better cameras than yours, mate.
Yeah.
This is horrible.
This actually is now feels really mean. So Ben, you're doing a brilliant job. In fact, Ben, you're doing a shitty job. Do a quick close up on Herring, and he can practice his one line from Bad Arts Series 2.
Yeah.
Oh, hello, Mr. Milkman. Have you remembered the milk?
Oh no.
Just no, not oh no. Not doubled his part already. This is why we didn't cast you.
You know, we gave Andrew.
Oh no, I've forgotten to bring the milk. Okay. I will go back into the milk float and go and bring the milk.
Ben's not even filming you anymore. He's moved away.
Then I'll come back and go, here's the milk.
We're going to hire him.
Here's the milk we wanted. No, is that right?
No. Andrew Collins was in it. We gave him a pot.
I know he did. He had a Winnebago. I follow him religiously on Twitter, everything he does. I'm just checking he's doing worse than I am.
He's not.
He's doing all right, actually. All right. Yeah, doing very well. I love him. He's a fantastic guy. Aside. Good one. No one else likes it though, do they? It's a shame. It's the risk with heckling. It was a good heckle.
What did he say? Aside.
He said aside, which was a back reference to As It Occurs to Me, the other popular Sony nominated podcast I've been involved with. I went along, spent £2,000 getting in, and then we didn't win. I could just spend that money on some stuff.
Now channel this into the shitty milkman. Channel it into the shitty milkman, because this is the kind of character we want.
What we need.
I think it'll just the second series. I'll be that, and the third series it will be the shitty milkman, and you three will just be characters that I come along to once and think, oh, hi guys, here's your milk. And then the rest of the story will be about me. You'll see.
This is what's happened with us. In the girl playing my sister, a girl called E. McKenney, who's absolutely brilliant, but she was in EastEnders and she's good looking. Mm. So all of the articles written about our new TV show have a big picture of this gorgeous girl with like, E. McKenney from EastEnders in TV show. It's about three guys. And then right at the bottom, the three guys have been nothing at all.
So they don't have a picture of the bloke with blood coming out of his head. Somebody's going to go with the attractive
being lap danced to death. No, they don't have that.
I tell you, I think what would be a good idea if you did going to add an extra character to Pappy's, I think you should put a Shrek in it.
We didn't think of that.
Yeah, do that next time.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop doing that.
Why? It's going so well.
But I very much see this interview as I haven't done these for a little while, and the London run is starting again. The proper London run, not in Wales, in proper London. What's wrong with them?
Like, they're pretending to be London. Can't accuse them of not being London when they never said, "Oh, we're London."
It's not London. So what I see this very much as just a dry run to remind me of what I'm doing before the proper celebrities.
I think dry is the operative word, isn't it?
Yeah. I love Wales, you idiots, you seaweed-eating buffoons. It's very much a South Wales thing. That's why they're really annoyed that I keep saying the seaweed. It's very much a Swansea thing. I know that, but I like playing around with the stereotypes of a nation and defeating them through... doing them. It's a very clever thing.
How are you defeating them through what, sorry?
Through...
It's a technique I've been working on called.
It's good, yeah. Good use of.
Age old polemic technique of.
Through. There's no need to say, everyone knows what I am saying.
Yeah,
there's
we
no
all
need
know
to
what be, you're talking
I don't
about.
I want to patronise the audience by explaining what I mean.
What I like about these podcasts is it's like part interview, and that's a very, very small part, and part just sort of delightful breakdown.
Have you listened to my snooker podcast?
No, I can't. I can't. I like you too much, Richard.
It's amazing.
I'll be really worried. Is it honestly just you in your own flat playing snooker talking about it?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Once I did it naked. You don't like that one. And one time one of the players was drunk and one of them was sober.
What does your wife think about me one versus me two?
Katie, what do you think about me one versus me two?
It's mildly concerning.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
It's mildly concerning.
You knew about it before the wedding.
She doesn't really like it.
Do you listen to any of his podcasts?
I do, apart from that one.
Exactly. Just like everybody else. Yeah.
But one day, you'll be forced to eat your words when I'm making a living as the only professional self-playing snooker player. It doesn't bring in money immediately now. It's a slow burn thing. And in about 10 years' time, I'll be touring the country. There'll be tournaments. There'll be thousands of people coming to see it. Let's see if you go, oh, no, I don't want to have any of... I'm not going to help you spend the money you make from that. You'll see.
I genuinely thought you'd say, one day when I'm dead, it'll be all you'll have left of me. And you'll listen and go, actually, I'm probably better off.
Yeah. I think I'm going to enter the Sony Awards next time. I'm going to get Ben to edit down the best half an hour from the
best 32.
Just by a show of hands, who does listen to it?
Yeah.
It's the same people who've never eaten asparagus. It's the exact same number. It's the same guys.
Get out there,
if you've
asparagus
never eaten asparagus, bed. You'll love me one verse.
That's the tagline.
That's the tagline.
That'll be on the billboard.
Once you eat asparagus, it'll seem just dull. Dull comparison to your asparagus. The new world that's been opened to you by the taste of asparagus and the sensation of asparagus wheat. So, good. I'm going to do another emergency question because I have had a bit of a breakdown. How are we doing for time?
About 5-6 minutes.
We didn't start on time. That was Mark Thomas's fault. You can't penalise me for Mark Thomas. Fuck you, the man.
But then you're penalising us.
Yeah, I am penalising you. And you are penalising yourself by answering my own questions.
We're going to penalise ourselves from Land's End to Johnny Groves for comic relief.
If you had to have sex with an animal, they're not all sexual, these emergency questions.
Cats.
Yeah, cats.
Definitely. Yeah. Straight in there.
No, there is more to the question.
Oh, sorry.
But it's because like, you have to. You're being forced to have...
Of course.
It feels like... there's something terrible happen to Andrew Collins if you don't have sex with an animal.
Right.
Actually, you probably wouldn't have sex with the animal. Someone close to you. Something terrible would happen.
I'd have sex with Andrew Collins.
It doesn't count. He's not an animal. Though, in a way, isn't the human being an animal too? In a way,
that's a cop out to the. You want
it? It is. I want an animal answer.
You want an animal answer.
If you had to have sex, with an animal.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you want to, but if you had
Wait,
to.
Wait, can I just me in a dog suit?
Yeah, I'll catch an animal because
Clarky, that would be right
now.
Straight away.
You'd still go for Matthew Crosby in a dog suit. If anyone in a dog suit was allowed, but you'd fuck Matthew Crosby in a dog suit.
Of course, he's my mate.
That's what mates do. They suck each other's cocks and they fuck each other, right? So what animal would
what,
be...
Which animal would you have sex with?
They say, isn't it, that a chicken's supposed to have a very similar thing going on?
No, I didn't think so.
But the claws...
I think people everything tastes like chicken. I don't think a chicken... Oh. I don't think a chicken's cloaca is similar to... Similar to what?
Similar... I should clarify, I like fucking geese. Now, but I want to mix it up a little bit. I want to change... isn't the cloaca a little bit like a vagina?
No, it's like a sewery anus and vagina combined. I mean, it's in a way, it's the ideal hole, but
It's, all right, okay, well, we'll scratch that, because the claws put me off.
Why you say the claws? You mean the claws of the bird rather than some claws that I'm saying?
Yeah. A legality.
Sex for the chicken.
Yeah.
What happens is you
subsection
will get...
Subsection 4 is really...
You'll get chicken AIDS.
Oh, God. So if I have sex with this animal, I get their AIDS. Is that also the...
Whoa.
Only if it's the chicken.
Oh, okay.
That's the claws. It's the chicken claws.
How low down the emergency question list is this question?
It's pretty high. It's actually the... third emergency question after
what have people answered in the past?
All sorts, everything. I like the is it the Akapi I like? I always forget the name of the one I like. It looks like a zebra from behind. It looks like a woman wearing a zebra trousers from behind. So if I had to, I mean, even if I didn't have to, if I could sneak into the enclosure one night, and they've got very, very long tongues as well, like ridiculous, unbelievably long tongues. Yeah, yeah. I only realised that, and that was only an additional benefit. I'd already gone for the Akapi. And then I saw one with my wife recently. I just kind of introducing her to the idea. I said, let's go and look at the Akapis.
Wait, what
do you think, darling, when you think of the Akapis? They're pretty nice, don't you think? If you had to have sex with me and an animal...
What?
Oh, that's just a
different question.
And then the Akapi also has a very, very long tongue. Very long.
But how long is this tongue? What position are you having sex
with
the Akapi?
Well, I reckon if you were having sex from behind with the Akapi...
The tongue could still go around.
I reckon it could
and...
still get you and probably up your ass.
What?! So that means in a car, because
things. Two things. That is
you
both
you
unacceptable
this,
and untrue.
Your parents. The young man here would take me to his parents. Did you know what? Have you listened to the podcast before? Once. You listened once. Which one did you listen to?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
No.
Must have been a good one, eh? Are you enjoying the? Yeah, you've come. Is it embarrassing being next to your mum and dad while I talk about an Akapi fucking an Akapi and the Akapi licking my anus? Yeah, so no, you know, it's all right. It's some family, you know, it's Wales. That's kind of
could be more. Yeah.
I don't. It's a different car. I don't know what you like. You eat seaweed. Some of you haven't eaten asparagus. I don't know what's going on.
It could be more embarrassing. You could be sat next to Richard. This is.
I could be your dad. Imagine that. Have we had an answer for everyone? What's Ben Clark? What animal?
Tiger.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, why not?
Go for it.
I think Lucy Porter went for a tiger.
What, like a tiger? I mean, that was a tiger.
Who'd
claw you to death, wouldn't it?
Who's the postman who's the letterbox and you and a tiger?
But any animal, any animal's gonna, you know,
put up a fight.
Kick off.
So speaking for experience. Yeah.
So, you know.
Could it be tiger. Sedated?
No. Would that make it bloody? Yeah.
I'm so sorry, Alex.
That is unethical. That is unethical.
Could I be sedated?
Oh,
you want to be sedated and have sex with a tiger?
Yeah, both are going to go. Drop a couple of Valium, enjoy yourself.
Have you seen that version of Life of Pi?
So, Chris Evans is out there. I didn't realise Chris Evans. I've been really rude to your son, Chris. I apologize. I think I'm sorry about that. He's crying a little. He's crying a little bit. No, he's all right. It's all right.
Not Chris Evans off Radio 2, everyone. No, everyone got really excited then. Oh my God.
Or Chris Evans from off of the Avengers. Chris Evans from Go Faster Strike. It's very clear. So look, let's talk about your non-Sony award-winning podcast before we go.
Yeah, why not?
And actually my non-Sony award-winning podcast. Can you believe that Sony have nominated this for an award? Can you believe that? Sony. It's pathetic. Ridiculous. So, Fat, you do two podcasts?
Yeah, we do two different podcasts, which seems like too many, but then how many do you do?
I do about six or seven.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah.
We do Flatshare Slamdown, which is... it's a sort of panel show set in our own flat. You've done
I've
it.
I've done it, yeah. Did one of
I think you did the first
Might
one.
Be the first one, yeah. Ever thinking of having me back on Flatshare Slamdown?
Would you come on in your character of the shitty milkman?
I'll be a regular character of the... Let's try it on Flatshare
Slamdown.
We'll
try it
out.
It'll be a crossover.
A bit of crossover, yeah. And then we do another one, which is it's just the three of us talking, where we sort of talk, record the conversation, and then write sketches based on the chat. Like bangers into mash,
yeah.
If that makes sense.
So the chat is the mash, okay. And the sketches are the bangers. Yeah.
No, it doesn't
make sense. No. We have a chat. We make a big bowl of mash. Picture the mash.
Yeah.
Then we go away and cook the sausages.
Yeah. I mean, it's not the traditional way of making bangers and mash.
I've got another name for this podcast: Chat and Sketches.
That makes more sense. Actually,
some chat and some sketches.
Some chat and some sketches.
Yeah. Try that out.
Yeah.
So, where can we get hold of these podcasts? Because a lot of people listening to this like podcasts.
I think the internet is where you get all of them, isn't it?
iTunes and
on iTunes.
British Comedy Guide.
British Comedy Guide is the flagship standard.
We're stable mates. I just slightly burped as I said we're stable mates there.
Can we move stable, please?
Yeah. I think there's somebody having sex in the stable next door.
And so, we're doing some more. We're going to wind it up. Ben, the producer, says we've got to wind up. I hope you've enjoyed it. I really like Wales. The terrifying thing about this, people at home, we're in a kind of sort of 19th century church. It's a tabernacle. It's like you're living in sort of the Amish community or something, and everyone's sort of sitting, especially the people up high, are sort of just sitting, staring down at me like they've got a big wicker man outside, and I'm going in here. I really like Wales, and Bechecha is a fantastic place. That's how you say it, right?
They made a wicker man in the shape of an okapi.
Yeah,
so
I'll go in that.
Yeah, that's the trick. You'll start fucking it. I'll set fire to it.
My anus would be licked by flames.
Oh, we're not going to top that.
No, we're not. So we are doing some more Leicester Square Theatre podcasts. If you want to travel down, it's only about a 6-hour drive. If you want to travel, I did it to come see you. I think you should all come and see me. The Leicester Square Theatre starting on May the 27th with Chris Addison. We haven't got any of the other guests confirmed yet, but there's some really very exciting pencils in there that I can't mention yet. I'm not going to be interviewing some pencils. It hasn't got that bad.
I wouldn't be surprised if that was one of your podcasts. Richard Herring interviews his own pencil case.
I'll do that one at home. I wouldn't expect people to pay to see that one. But I'll try a couple of them. And this is HB. Hello.
Byron, if I was going to put you into one of my holes, which one would it be? Well, let me think.
And if people at home are enjoying the audio versions of these, we are, for the ones we're filling them in London, we are going to be putting them out as video downloads that you have to pay for. But you don't have to pay. You can get the audio for free. Some people say, I'd like to pay for the audio, but I don't want to pay for the video. Pay for the video and don't watch it. And then listen to the audio. If you want to do that, if you still want to pay. There's six of those coming up. We forgot to do it beforehand, or we just didn't get around to do it. So I'll just do the credits before we go.
Rich, I'll come and find you later.
No, I'm going to do it now. You've been listening to Richard Herring's Leicester Square Theatre Pass podcast, but at the McCunthliffe Comedy Festival, there's no going back. My guests today have been Pappies, who are quite good. It was produced by Ben Walker, who also produces Pappies Slam Down, Fun Down, which is also good. It is the music that you're listening to right now that we're all enjoying here in the tabernacle. Oh, listen, let's listen to it for a sec. Yeah, that's by Pest. It's good, wasn't it? This is on the British Comedy Guide, thanks to Mark. It's produced by Ben Walker, I've said that. And it's a Fuzz and Sky Potato production for the internet. That'll be good. And then we'll put in, like, some people applauding over the top of that as if it was going well. And it'll be fine. Thank you very much. Please give it up for my fantastic guest, Pappy. How'd you like them sky potatoes?
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Thanks for listening. Go to gofasterstripe.com for all your Richard Herring download and book needs. Go to richherring.com/gigs to find out if Can I Have My Ball Back is coming near to you. And please listen to as many podcasts on this feed as you possibly can and make your family and friends and children and strangers, make them listen too. Do get consent from everyone before you make them listen, though. All right, thanks for listening. Go and listen to another one. Bye-bye.